Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Kathy Ashton, welcome back to the UK.
Oh, hello, hello.
I'm excited because I you know what? It was just March when you were here.
Yeah.
And it's always great when you don't make us wait and artists come back to the UK. So it must mean you had a good time.
I had the best time, and I would come over here multiple times a year if they would let me. So just know, if it's not this quick of a turnaround, I'm clawing and scraping to get back.
Yeah, it's not your
fault. It's not me.
So it was C2C when you were over. Was that your first time, or had you been before?
I had been before.
Right.
I had begun to play C2C in 2020.
Oh, that's right.
I was here, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd, yes, and then the whole thing.
Yes.
And the whole thing. Have you done all the things, kind of touristy things already? So when you come now, you can kind of just do like local things or just be, you know, like a local.
Yes. There are a lot of touristy things like seeing Big Ben,
sure,
and such that I've actually never done.
Okay.
Because every time I come here, it's for work.
Yes.
So I try to get straight to the cool stuff. Like last time I went to Camden Market, because obviously that's my vibe over and over again.
Yes.
And I'm sad that I don't have time to go this time, but hopefully I'll be back soon enough.
I feel like we
enough.
Can squeeze it in.
Yeah,
like,
we can
right
figure
after
it
this.
Out.
We're not that far away from it. Yeah, I think you could do it.
I could figure it out.
Well, I was going to ask you about like thrifting and vintage stores and stuff like that, because you and obviously super into your clothing, but you make a lot of your own stuff as well, right? I saw
yes.
your socials where you were getting ready
mm-hmm.
and you were packing
yeah.
to come over here with all of your things. So it must be a great kind of other side of your brain. Even though it's all part of your artistry and what you do, but it must be nice to exercise that kind of creative side as well.
Oh, absolutely. It tends to keep the creative strings straight in your brain. So if you have too many cooks in the kitchen in the music world,
yeah.
and that can be a frustrating jumble sometimes, all my other outlets like making clothes or painting or whatever tend to straighten it out, and then that strengthens these over here. And London is a great place to shop because you guys are like more punk than we are already, which is my heart and my
yeah.
soul where I am. So any store I walk into over here, I'm just trying to think, do I have to buy an extra suitcase to go back home?
Well, I started to say, do you come with an empty suitcase?
I don't, but I really should, because I haven't quite learned my lesson where
yeah.
I have to end up buying another bag.
Well, we've got them. So
many a duffel
it.
Bags just sitting at my house from the
Piled
one flight.
Yes. So let's talk about the music for a little bit, because we've talked about it before, but more and more people getting excited about country music all the time.
Yeah.
More and more people discovering you. I would imagine that every time you come, the crowds are bigger and bigger, more people knowing your songs and singing along with them. I think probably California, Missouri...
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the first one that I really latched onto.
Yeah.
Was that the first one that you found most people latching onto?
It was the first song I ever put out.
So yes.
So yes. So yes.
It didn't fit into a neat box.
Right.
Right? Which is sometimes what the industry wants you to do, but certainly not what artists or fans want you to do.
Yes. I think that it is an acquired skill that I still work on every day to separate between knowing what the team around me wants,
yeah.
or the team that pays for my team, or my fan base.
Right.
And I feel like the longer I go into this career and the more I see, the more I learn, I try to pay attention to the fan base.
Mm.
Because those are the people. That's my favorite part of this whole career is playing for them.
Yeah.
Giving them, you know, let me be a vessel for them understanding their emotions or understanding other people.
Sure.
So I try to stay laser focused. And California, Missouri helped me do that because it was sort of polarizing on on the business side, like, sure. Oh, is this the right first song or whatever, whatever. And it paid off.
It clearly was the right first song. And we've had so many other great songs from you since. Made from the Dirt, The Blooms, that came out earlier this year. It's the deluxe version.
Yes.
Of Made from the Dirt. And it's got 5 new tracks on it.
It does.
That's a whole other... It's so great, isn't it, now that you can... You could have done that, or you could have released those 5 songs as an EP, or you could release them one by one. So what made you... Because you could have also just said, here's a deluxe version with a couple of new songs. But you... Presumably, do you have this, like, big store of songs that you're just waiting to get out?
Always. I write as much as I can. I'm sitting on a bank right now that I'm just itching to get into the studio. The thing about the deluxe, though, was... The original album was supposed to be 13 tracks.
Okay.
They told me that I could cut as many as I wanted for my debut album. So I thought, oh, 13's a lovely witchy number. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And I had 13 favorite songs. And then we recorded it. We put them in the track listing. We did all the thing. And they were like, just kidding. It has to be 10 for algorithm's sake. And I was like, what? So the deal we kind of handshook on was, okay, I'll do your 10. But I get my 13 and I want 2 more.
When you had to cut down from 13 to 10, that must have been quite difficult.
It was very difficult.
Because presumably you'd put that together with a lot of thought and care and how it flows and the story it tells and listening to it from start to finish and all that. So then to go in and 3 on the surface of it doesn't sound like a big number, but it must be when each song is so personal.
Yeah, and especially I had categorized my album into almost subgenres of my artistry. And so when you're cutting 3, I'm trying to cut 1 from each subgenre so that the album is still cohesive and it's not like too much of one sound and not enough of the other.
Yeah.
And you pick some songs based on other songs that you have picked.
Of course.
Narrowing down was obviously extremely difficult, but the fact that only, you know, 6 months later I got to give my full vision, that was amazing.
The UK single called Crazy.
Yes.
So where did that fall in line of like the original versus like adding it?
It was, I told my team I had pillars. So I had 3 songs on the album that those were the pillars and everything else had to fall in line around it. And called Crazy was one of them.
Right. So there was no negotiation.
There was no negotiation. The day we wrote that song, I was like, I'm cutting this. I was telling the writers, like, normally I would never tell the writers beforehand that I'm going to record it so that I don't get their hopes up. But I don't think we had even written the bridge yet. And I was like,
You just connected to it so much?
Yes. And
obviously you were a part of it. But I mean, it clearly had something in it that
you just needed
to get out there.
If this isn't as close to commercial down the middle as I can be, then I don't know what is. Like, if you want a commercial radio, like the song that everybody sings along to, this is it.
Well, we love it. So we're happy that you stuck to your guns.
Thank you.
On that one. And Ride or Die Radio, I love as well. Maybe it's because we're sat here in a radio studio with a big antenna on top of it.
Yeah.
But I always love songs that mention the radio because I find that to play on the radio because I find it kind of meta. And I also like... Because the radio was so important to me growing up.
Right,
and I think it's so important to so many people, particularly people maybe, and maybe this is changing now because of the way we listen to music, but for me, it was always an escape. And it always showed me that there was this other big world that was out there. So tell us about this song. I know why I love it. Why do you love it?
I love it for many reasons. It actually started as a brand had asked me to make a playlist of sort of songs that aren't mine that encompass my artistry. And I was trying to come up with a playlist name.
Okay.
And because I ride motorcycles and it's sort of, you know, on the outskirts of what's typical in our genre, at least over in America, someone was like, why don't you call it Ride or Die Radio? And I was like, my mind was blown. The brand ended up not letting me say Ride or Die Radio because it was die.
Because it had die in it?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, we all do it. So what's the issue there? And so it became a song title instantly. And you know, you want to, in a way, without coming off as cheesy, give your fans almost like a universe. They want to feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah.
And so that's how I think of that song now is you're listening to Ride or Die Radio, as in you're listening to the music, but you're listening to this vibe and this welcome vulnerability and authenticity that we as a group in this venue are trying to embody and create.
Well, we love it and we love you. So please come back and see us again.
I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
We are so happy that you are back. We'll keep playing the music. You keep making it.
Thank you.
And oh, I saw that you were trying to split the G. How's that going with the old Guinness?
I guess I'll keep trying. Dang.
How close?
I'll have another.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect.
We will see you real soon, Cassie Ashton. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you very much.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.